This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, January 22nd, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic militants who shot and killed a man on Saturday in Egypt because of his cross tattoo have pledged to kill more people belonging to the nation's beleaguered Christian community, a friend of the deceased believer has said, reports the Associated Press. The Senate rejected a one-month spending bill early Saturday, triggering the shutdown of many government services and setting off a partisan fight over who would bear the political consequences, reports the Wall Street Journal. The bill was blocked in a 50-49 vote, well short of the 60 votes it needed. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "Democrats are far more concerned with illegal immigrants than they are with our great military or safety at our dangerous southern border. They could have easily made a deal, but decided to play shutdown politics instead. Hashtag, we need more Republicans in 18 in order to power through mess." End quote. On Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives once again rejected an effort by Democrat Congressman Al Green of Texas to impeach President Trump, reports TheHill.com. It failed by a 355-66 vote, with three Democrats voting present. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has asserted that a woman's ability to remain equal in the workplace to a man is dependent on her ability to murder her unborn child. The 84-year-old pro-abortion leftist is the star of a new documentary entitled The Notorious RBG, for her initials, which was the toast of the Sundance Film Festival yesterday, reports The Hollywood Reporter. CNN Films brought Ginsburg, the proud feminist former attorney for the American Civil Liberties Union, to the silver screen. Only three Republican senators had the guts to vote no in the 96-3 vote in August 1993 when she was confirmed. They included Jesse Helms of North Carolina, Don Nichols of Oklahoma, and Robert Smith of New Hampshire. Shame on each Republican senator who voted to confirm President Clinton's nominee to the Supreme Court. Speaking of the Supreme Court, paramedics were called to the Washington home of Justice Sonia Sotomayor Friday morning, who was treated for low blood sugar, but not taken to the hospital, reports Politico.com. Evangelist Anne Graham Lotz, author of The Daniel Prayer, has warned that severe punishment is coming to America, anything from a massive earthquake to a nuclear strike, which she said will be a quote-unquote game-changer. The daughter of Billy Graham told Decision Magazine that God is trying to get America's attention through the natural disasters and violence that have already befallen the country because, quote, we are so defiant and rebellious and idolatrous and immoral, and we know better, end quote. Lotz argued that the global conflicts and tensions are only the, quote, unquote, birth pangs before the return of Jesus Christ, reminding Christians that Matthew 24:7 in the Bible speaks of a time when, quote, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places, end quote. President Donald Trump became the first sitting president to address the March for Life in Washington, D.C. in person this past Friday. Stay tuned for compelling audio clips from the president and Vice President Pence, a summary of their pro-life record, as well as newly proposed pro-life laws immediately following today's newscast. And finally, the film Darkest Hour tells the unflinching story of Winston Churchill's bold determination to stand up to Adolf Hitler. According to Christian Today, it's about one of the key turning points of the Second World War. Western Europe has fallen, and the British Army is in full retreat and at risk of annihilation. The film is a perfect companion piece to last year's Dunkirk. The UK government is in crisis, and Neville Chamberlain, rather poorly treated by the film, is forced to resign. Churchill takes power and is faced with the almost impossible task of mounting a defensive operation. The darkness is almost overwhelming. This is indeed the nation's darkest hour. It's essentially a 2-hour meditation on a single verse, John 1:5, which says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Gary Oldman's central performance in the film as wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill is rightly drawing most of the attention and awards buzz. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. On Friday, January 19th, 50,000 to 100,000 pro-lifers walked in the 45th Annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., marking their protest of the egregious Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, which led to the murder of nearly 60 million baby boys and baby girls in the womb. The theme this year was Love Saves Lives. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the crowd from the White House.
More than 240 years ago, our founders wrote words that have echoed through the ages. They declared these truths to be self-evident, that we are, each of us, endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 45 years ago, the Supreme Court of the United States turned its back on the unalienable right to life. But in that moment, our movement began, a movement that continues to win hearts and minds, a movement defined by generosity, compassion, and love, and a movement that 1 year ago tomorrow inaugurated the most pro-life president in American history, President Donald Trump. From preventing taxpayer dollars from funding abortion overseas to empowering states to respect life in Title X, to nominating judges who will uphold our God-given liberties enshrined in the Constitution of the United States, this president has been a tireless defender of life and conscience in America. And today, President Trump will do even more to defend the most vulnerable in our society. My friends, life is winning in America because love saves lives. And know, as you march for life, that your compassion, your persistence, your activism, and your prayers are saving lives. And this pro-life generation should never doubt we are with you. This president stands with you. And he who said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you," is with you as well. And I believe with all of my heart, with your continued dedication and compassion, with pro-life majorities in the Congress, with President Donald Trump in this White House, and with God's help, we will restore the sanctity of life to the center of American law. And so, with a grateful heart, on this 45th annual March for Life, it is now my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the 45th President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
President Trump acknowledged the historical moment and affirmed the sanctity of life.
Today I'm honored and really proud to be the first president to stand with you here at the White House to address the 45th March for Life. That's very, very special. This is a truly remarkable group. Today, tens of thousands of families, students, and patriots gather here in our nation's capital. You come from many backgrounds, many places, but you all come for one beautiful cause: to build a society where life is celebrated, protected, and cherished. The March for Life is a movement born out of love. You love your families, you love your neighbors, you love our nation, and you love every child, born and unborn, because you believe that every life is sacred, that every child is a precious gift from God.
President Trump spoke bluntly about the impact of the 1973 Supreme Court decision.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others.
The president cited reasons for hope and pointed to concrete steps his administration is taking to save the lives of more unborn babies.
Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. I have also just reversed the previous administration's policy that restricted states' efforts to direct Medicaid funding away from abortion facilities that violate the law. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society.
President Trump highlighted the compassionate, loving, pro-life work of Marianne Donadio from Greensboro, North Carolina. Pregnant at the age of 17, her parents supported her decision to choose life for her son, whom she named Benedict, which means blessing. Subsequently, Marianne married Don, had five more children, and founded a maternity home to care for pregnant homeless women, which they named Room at the Inn.
Over the last 15 years, Room at the Inn has provided housing, child care, counseling, education, and job training to more than 400 women. Even more importantly, it has given them hope. It has shown each woman that she is not forgotten, that she is not alone, and now has a whole family of people who will help her succeed. Thank you to the March for Life, special people, and we are with you all the way. May God bless you, and may God bless America.
As LifeSiteNews.com reported, since taking office, Trump has reinstated the Mexico City policy, which prevents U.S. foreign aid from going to organizations that commit or promote abortion abroad. He has signed a law allowing states to defund Planned Parenthood, appointed a number of strong pro-life advocates to key administration positions, and ended Obama's Health and Human Services contraception and abortion pill mandate, requiring employers to violate their consciences. Since Trump took office, the U.S. has stood up for the right to life at the United Nations. Trump pulled the U.S. out of a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual United Nations agency, UNESCO. When he declared November 2017 National Adoption Month, Trump said, quote, "No child in America, born or unborn, is unwanted or unloved," end quote. He has slammed forced abortion and infanticide in North Korea, appointed conservative pro-life Justice Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court, and actively supported defunding the abortion business Planned Parenthood. As tens of thousands of pro-lifers participated in the March for Life, the House of Representatives voted to approve the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act, legislation protecting babies who survive abortions. As Vice President Pence cited, King David does indeed speak to the preciousness of life created by God in Psalm 139, 13-16. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Ronald Reagan made supportive remarks to the March for Life in 1987 via telephone, while George W. Bush twice did the same in 2003 and 2004. But I've always wondered why neither chose to appear in person like President Trump did. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.